Welcome to episode 67 of Pineapples and Thorns. I'm Kat, and I'm by myself today. Yay! Fado's got hockey tournaments and stuff with his kids, so I'm flying solo today. So I'm going to jump into some CFF news. We just finished the fall tournament, which was hosted by Darth Yoda and the Sons of Guns. There were 8 teams total, SOG Alpha, SOG Bravo, Bonsai Lemmings, MHE, Team Barky, and Team Bassenbaker. And also the good guys and the good guys too. The event was 5-minute prep, 15 minutes war for the first 2 rounds. Each team could pick 1 troop to ban for the opposing team. And that was a super fun wrinkle. SOG Bravo beat the reigning champs Bonsai Lemmings to advance to round 2. MHE faced SOG Alpha and squeaked past them to advance. Team Barky faced Team Bassenbaker and Team Bassenbaker moved on. And the 2 good guys teams got lucky and faced off against each other, and good guys 2 moved on. So in round 2, MHE faced Team Bassenbaker and SOG Bravo faced good guys 2. And MHE was lucky enough to beat Team Bassenbaker, and SOG Bravo triumphed over good guys 2. So in the finals, it was MHE versus SOG Bravo, and lots of fun, super hard war. We ended up tied 10-10 with MHE winning on percentage. So great wars, super fun event. And it was all done in 1 Friday evening. So kudos to Darth Yoda and his group for hosting a fun event like that. The next event coming up is the October 13th All Town Hall 13 War. With the new scary skins and scenery, it promises to be spooktacular. And that was a mouthful. Another event coming up in October is the CFF Draft War. It's an annual event in which 4 team captains hold a draft, which happens live in the CFF server on October 14th. This year's draft is being hosted by our good friend C-Note, host of the Clash Tours podcast. The 4 captains this year are Sky, Barky, Queen JJB, and Master Brew, who just actually is celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Brew. The event itself will see the teams square off over a 1-week period to battle for the title of CFF Draft War Champion. It's open to Town Halls 9 to 15, and you may still have time to throw your name in the hat for this event. All friends and family are welcome to join any of the CFF events. And I'll give the CFF Discord link at the end of the show, and it will also be in the show notes for the pod. So now, I want to introduce my very special surprise guest. Some of you may remember a good friend of mine, former leader of Kent Greenhouse, a former host of the OG CFF flagship podcast, the KGH podcast, and a former original co-host of this show, the Pineapples and Thorns pod, Rusty. Welcome back, Rusty.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because it's been a while and some folks may not remember your Clash history and what town halls you're playing.
Yeah, it's been a while. I have been playing for, I don't know how many years, long time. I don't know. I think I got 8 or 9 Christmas trees. So yeah, let's go with that. It's been a while. I have a new 15 since I restarted playing. I was max 14 before, if you don't count my walls anyways.
Walls don't
count. But then other than that, yeah, that's basically all I'm playing right now. I've got a whole bunch of other accounts, but I'm slowly easing back into it. So basically only playing that account and logging into my Bowler Express account just to donate to myself when I'm farming, when everyone else is sleeping.
Nice. And you stepped away from Clash of Clans for a while. What brought you back to the game? Because it's always interesting to hear what brings people back.
Yeah, I don't really have a specific answer necessarily. I don't know. My personal life was crazy for a while and super busy, lots going on and stuff. And now I'm working nights now, so like I'm a lot of odd hours. So I got like time where there's not a lot going on and stuff. And I was playing a bit of Golf Clash for a while, and then I was like, kind of got bored because I don't know, I just did. And then I was like, I'd never actually deleted Clash off my phone, I just wasn't playing And so one day I just like opened it up and like, you know, while I had to, you know, prove that I wasn't a goblin or whatever it is they make me do. And then, oh, chief, it's really you, right? So I was like, yeah, it's me. And I kept playing. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, by no means am I super in depth playing right now. I'm just basically farming like crazy. I'm not doing wars other than fake CWL. And right. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, as a new 15, are you enjoying it? Or is there anything particular that you like or don't like about Town Hall 15?
I don't like that freaking monolith thing. That thing sucks. thing sucks real bad. It messes up everything. Like that's it's brutal. It's like worse than how OP the Eagle was when the Eagle first got released. Mm-hmm. Like it's tough. I don't know. That thing, I'm not a fan of that. I just basically make sure that's like my point of attack right away to just destroy that. But I'm enjoying the farming. I've always been a big farmer, so I'm like, I'm liking that. Nice. Yeah, it's good. I like it a lot. I don't know. I'm back, I guess. Right? I'm enjoying it, but it's tough. There's a lot of, like, going against the max bases is a lot harder, of course, yeah. Obviously. But I'm sort of hanging out in, like, Crystal 1 and Crystal 2, and because there's a lot of, like, good loot and a lot of, like, really rushed bases there. So,
yeah, it makes it fun, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of really rushed 15s there with, you know, you're seeing, like, purple walls and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So there's, you stay patient. You gotta hit the next button, you know, 10, 15 times or whatever, but you can find, my general rule of thumb is I don't basically attack a base unless it's for a million of each.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that hard to find, so.
Nice. So, what has changed since you left and came back to this? It was a fair amount of time. Were you surprised by the changes?
Well, when I stopped playing, this clan capital thing wasn't a thing. So there's that. That's very, very, very confusing. I don't have a freaking clue what I'm doing. So yeah, that's obviously a huge change. And then I also think I played for probably like 3 weeks or so, like farming and stuff, before I messaged you and had to ask you if they got rid of the cost of troops. I didn't know. I didn't clue into that for the all costing elixir and stuff. So that was a nice pleasant surprise, that's for sure. And I also like the hero thing where you can basically get 2 attacks straight up of full death on them. That wasn't a thing before either for me. So yeah.
It's amazing like how many little quality of life changes they've made that
mm-hmm.
you just kind of absorb as they do them. And then when somebody comes back after a hiatus, you know, it's just, they're like, wow, this is so amazing. And
yeah.
Like, oh yeah, it is actually.
Yeah. And then I guess it's not necessarily that new. They were sort of doing this before I'd stopped playing, but like I have logged into a couple of my other accounts that I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. And like, it didn't really benefit me on my rest account because I was already maxed when I stopped playing. But on some of my other accounts, like all the upgrades and stuff, like just basically in like a year and a half that I haven't been playing, like my accounts are maxed at that town hall level, like every single one of them. So like pretty much, right? Like it has a whole like tons of time saved and stuff.
So yeah, for sure.
Oh, and also there's some new, I haven't used any of them because I'm like a one trick pony, but there's like a new troop guy. He wears a fancy hat. I don't even know what his name is. I upgraded the
apprentice warden?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and he kind of acts like a mini version of the regular warden that he buffs troops around him. Yeah. So you could say you're doing a queen charge or something.
Okay.
Or a sui, you could drop him with a queen and he'd kind of buff her health a little bit without having to drop the warden. And you could drop the warden somewhere else.
Okay. Okay, and then, yeah, and I haven't used any of the new pets yet. I've got almost all of them unlocked, and I've gotten that little Diggy dude. I got him. I think he's like level 7 now, but I've never used him. I'm just gonna max him before I use him. I
feel like Diggy's OP.
Yeah, because I feel like if I get used to using him before he was like max, then I'll just like be struggling when I'm upgrading him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. So it's good that you're maxing him. So
yeah, it's like when you first got the warden. It's like, don't use the warden until you've got him leveled up, because otherwise then you'll realize what you actually were missing out on.
Exactly. So what are you using for farming and for war right now?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it earlier. I'm basically a one trick pony right now. I'm just using drag clone or dragons and riders and loons, and then just like a blimp to the town hall with clones, like full clones and a rage. And I use an electro in my blimp too.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I don't know. It's working really good for farming and for SCCWL. It's working pretty good too.
I've seen you've been tripling quite a bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're at the bottom of the map, sometimes you get a little a little bit lucky on some of the bases you're going against. But either way, even when I'm going against max bases, I can pretty much guarantee a 2-star every time with that attack, just because with the warden ability and the blimp, like you can get to the town hall every time. And then just like the riders and the drags, they've got so much hit points that you can get that 50%, right?
Mm-hmm.
As long as you get rid of that stupid monolith thing.
Your favorite thing.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about KGH.
I remembered something that's new about, because you asked me about what was new and all that stuff. The second builder base, what's going on with that? I didn't like the first builder base, but now there's two.
They just made it twice as much fun.
I know. I was the first time I did an attack just for like my gold pass thing, I was like, sweet, I got 100%. And then my dudes flew to another base. And I was like, what? What's going on?
Nothing here? Left.
like, what's happening right now? Where am I going? Yeah, so that was confusing. That's something else I'm learning. I mean, I get it. I know how it works now, but like, I don't know the strategy on how to have like a good base for that, or what's good to have where and things. So
okay, here's my strategy. I take two wall breakers of those wall breaker guys.
Yeah.
And the rest electro pekkas. And you drop your builder man and the wall breakers, open up the base and then drop your pekkas. And 90% of the time they destroy it. Most of the time you have most of your troops left over for the second half.
Sweet.
That's all I do.
And okay, cool. And like, does it like let you like change your builder man dude to between like air and ground between the bases?
I think you can change it. Like if your builder guy dies on the first base, you automatically get the
other one thing,
the battle copter.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if you can. I've never bothered to do that. I just like let it go.
Yeah. Okay.
So
cool. So much to learn.
Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about Kent Greenhouse. Since you were the leader there before you retired, do you have a favorite memory there? There can be more than one.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't know. It was like there's so many. Like, I was there, like the leader there. I don't know. How long was I the leader there? Like
a long time.
I mean, I was in the clan for over 5+ years. I think I was a leader for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 at least.
Yeah.
I don't actually know. Those numbers might be wrong. But yeah, I don't know. I was, yeah, for a long time. So there's so much. Ah, geez. I should have read the show notes properly. Yeah. A lot of the events and stuff that we hosted were a lot of fun. That's a big thing that sticks out is hosting a lot of events or being a part of that, being able to like do things that like a lot of other clans weren't doing, like being able to, you know, host Town Hall 9 wars or Town Hall 8 mm-hmm. wars and stuff, and like things like that. That's like a lot of fun. I mean, of course, a lot of the good memories too come from just like things like doing like Discord voice chats and stuff with like the whole clan, like whether it's during a war or it's just like everybody's bored or mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, like that's a lot of the fun, that's for sure. Yeah.
It really was a unique place because, you know, it filled a real need back in Clash and the CFF back then for developing people who were new to the game, teaching them strategies, you know, teaching them how to read bases because they were, you know, required to post plans. And, you know, just a really gap that people felt they needed. Do you think that there is still a need for a teaching clan like KGH in the game still?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and guess yes. I just don't think that it's actually viable, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that it's definitely needed. Like, there's tons of people that have started playing, and because they've fast-tracked so much stuff that you can just escalate so quickly through the game that, like, I guarantee you people don't have a clue about a lot of different strategies and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
like I mean, like, how many people... I don't know, maybe I'm out of touch with like the meta and stuff, but like coming up, like I was so in touch with like Queen Walk and things like that. Like I could tell you pinpoint accuracy, like when my queen was gonna get a low enough health that where I'd have to use that ability or whatever and stuff.
Right.
With X amount of healers. And if I lost a healer, I would know and things like that. But like, and so you learn a lot about like your, when you're really focused on things like that, you learn a lot like about where the AI is going to take your heroes and your troops and stuff, because you're really watching that slow drop brought out process and stuff. And like, that's a really important thing of like a teaching aspect of it and stuff. And I don't feel like people learn a lot of that now if they're just like spamming a lot of shit to, you know,
yeah,
go up as fast as they can kind of thing.
Yeah. I kind of have to agree with that because I've recently started several new accounts and
of course you have
moved them up through up to, well, I have several Town Hall 9s now. My Town Hall 8 is almost max and it's going to be going to Town Hall 9 as well. But it's so easy to just spam dragons and get those triples even at Town Hall 8. And I always remember previously it was difficult to triple with dragons, and so yeah. You know, you would be using a charge, some kind of a hero sui with hogs, mass hogs or something, you know, lure the CC. And even at Town Hall 9, of course, you know, now it's just spam witches or spam. I've even noticed a lot of spam dragons at Town Hall 9. And I think the game is losing the skill at the lower levels, but that teaches people skills to use at the higher level. So it's a bit of a loss there, I think.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I don't really know much about the super low town halls anymore right now, just because I haven't been playing anything other than my big account since I came back, and it's been a while since I played. But, like, you know, it's super important to learn how to do, like, surgical hogs and all sorts of that stuff, right? Like, and then, like, I don't know if that's still a thing or not, but, like, that's the sort of stuff that's important to get to have a teaching clan, because you can have other people not only just like not necessarily like being like telling you how to do it, but like giving you pointers and whatnot when you're doing it, so that you can learn and see stuff that you don't see, like, because the other people's opinions are always important, right? Because if you just did it your way the whole way, either you'd be the best player ever because you know everything, or you just are going to be like a player who does what you're doing, and then you've maxed out at whatever level you're doing, right?
For sure. Let's talk a little bit about your experiences with both the KGH podcast and your time with Pineapples and Thorns. What did you enjoy about being involved with them?
Well, obviously, my wonderful co-host.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, but enough about SIDS. no, I'm just kidding. No. Yeah, you're amazing. So obviously, I just like talking Clash, basically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, you don't play for as long as I've played without being like obsessed with it, essentially. So yeah, that's the short answer, I guess. But
yeah.
I just you know, like the camaraderie and hanging out, talking, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun just to get together with people with the same obsession and talk, and then be able to share your passion and addiction with the whole world.
Right? Yes, exactly.
So, okay, let's talk a little bit about the revamped Gold Pass, and I know we discussed this a little bit off air. Do you feel it's good value for the price? It's currently $9.99 in Canada in game versus the old price of $6.99. So that's a bit of a jump.
Yeah. I mean, I wish it was still $6.99. But I'm just only even farming casually and I'm still buying it. Like, it's just, you can't beat the value, really. Like, you get so much stuff, and I mean, occasionally there is challenges for things that you wouldn't normally do, but like generally a lot of them you can just accomplish by just doing your regular daily farming and attacks and stuff. So there's not, you know, I mean, like whatever the ones that they released today, I think one of them's like destroy 80 archer towers. It's like, yeah, that'll happen like amongst my farming. Like, that's not a big deal, right? There's another one that was like, I got to use a bunch of healers, and it's like, well, okay, that doesn't really go with my dragons, but I'll throw a healer in there just so I get it done, and not a big deal. And I like it. And then I like the books and all that stuff. Like, those are sweet, the books and the runes and stuff. But like, really, the main reason I like it is just for the discounts on like the upgrades and the troops.
Yeah, that's pretty huge, isn't it?
Like that, I mean, that 20%, especially when you're grinding walls, that's huge.
I gotta love those walls.
Oh yeah, it's the never ending story. It's just always walls, right?
But yeah.
Yeah, it's that 20% makes a huge difference when these walls are 7 million or whatever each, knocks them down to like 5, and you're like, okay, sweet.
Yeah. Like for me, as on my maxed accounts, it's, I'm always indecisive about whether I'm going to buy it, because I'm cashing most of it in for gems, and which helps because I like the one gem donation. So it keeps me in business and able to donate without having to buy true. Gems. So
it is worth it just for the one, again, like the age old stories, like it's just worth it for the one gem donations just to buy it, right?
But, exactly. And it's October, and that means it's Clash-a-ween. Did you beat that Halloween event?
I did not. I haven't yet to look up on YouTube how to beat it. I have not done it.
All right. It's actually not too bad. You just kind of drop everything on the right-hand side and spam it all and drop your bats.
Sounds like it's right up my alley then.
Yeah, it's one of the more fun ones. So some of them are really, really tough, and this one was so...
Yeah, some of them are fun. Even I could fix it. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think about the two skins that they've released so far? There's the Royal Champion Ghost skin and the Warden Ghost skin.
I like the Royal Champion one. I don't know how I feel about the other one though.
Yeah.
But I don't recall off the top of my head, actually. Just that's all.
Yeah. I think they're a little bit difficult to see, you know, against the darker backgrounds.
Yeah. I just thought you meant visually, like how they looked. Like, when they're like out there, like going, I try and stick to like, I try not to switch up my skins too much, because I have a hard enough time finding my heroes, especially my champion. Like, freaking, like, it's so hard to find the champion a lot of the times. So they, like, hide in between and underneath, like, the other heroes and stuff. Mm-hmm. You can't see the... Because I generally, like, look for, like, the whatever, the little block above them, right?
Right.
And, yeah, quite often they're, like, blocked and can't see it. Or, like, another hero's in front of them or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, so I usually use there's one set of skins, the magic skins. I don't know if you were still playing when they came out, that they have the white hair.
No, I don't have those ones. I rock the, all of my guys are party guys, except for my champion's ghost.
Nice.
I use the party ones. My party warden. Party warden's my favorite.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I like that one. What about the new scenery? Did you take a look at that? Did you buy it?
I took a look at it. I did not buy it. What about you?
I did buy it.
Of course you did.
I like it a lot. It's you know, it's Halloween themed, so I had to
have it. Oh yeah, it's nice. Like, I like it. I just didn't buy it.
Yeah. Well, you said you had your favorite is the party skin. So what about scenery? Do you have a favorite scenery?
I have a least favorite scenery, if that. Yeah. I actually only have like two or three. I don't have very many. I don't know how many there's been, but I know there's a lot just by farming. But my least favorite one, because it's so freaking hard to like attack bases with have it. It's, I don't even know which one it is, but it's like glowing. It's like purple and like crazy. Like, it's like disco colors and stuff. I don't know what it is, or electric is, or something.
That's not the one with the train one, is it?
I don't know, but it's like everything's so bright, like the whole thing is like, it's like neon purple. It feels like you're in a disco club or something.
I'll have to go back and look.
I'm probably doing a bad job of describing it, but yeah, it's like futuristic kind of.
Oh, that's probably the future skin that they just, or scenery that they just released. There's a train in the background that flies by, and it always distracts me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that attacking bases that have that. But I don't have necessarily a favorite of my skin. I don't even know which ones.
Yeah, they've been quite a few. Have. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Clan Capital. They've just started dropping some sneak peeks. I guess they're going to give us a little bit of a Clan Capital update. There's going to be a seventh builder for those who have all six builders unlocked, or it'll be the sixth builder if you have all five of the main village builders. So you're going to be able to unlock the goblin builder to use for gems. So say all your five builders or six builders are busy working on stuff, upgrading, it'll give you the option to purchase this seventh builder to use. You don't get to keep them, but you just get to use them. It's like a rental. And you can also use him to research things in the lab. So it's going to be for gems, and the cost will depend on the length of time required to build whatever you want to use it on. It's a little bit confusing. I've watched a few of the sneak peeks from the content creators, but basically it's going to cost you some gems, about 40 gems per day, and the minimum is 10 gems per day, and boosts from the season pass will reduce the gem cost. So what do you think? Think you'll take advantage of that?
Probably. Realistically, I probably will. It's a lot like the way how you can like rent it and stuff. It's a concept that Supercell used in Everdale, I think the game's called. Uh-huh. There one of their other games, Everdale. Basically, you could rent. Essentially, yeah, you could pay gems to rent a builder, and in more or less. I mean, they weren't called a builder in Everdale, but. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you could rent it, and so I guess I understand the concept of it, and it seems good. I'll probably use it. It'd definitely be helpful. There's times, because you know, there's times too where you like you've got all your builders tied up, or whatnot, and then you're sitting there like full on one resource, and you got nothing else to spend it on or to do with it until. So it'll be beneficial for those. Times I probably won't rely on it, but I'll probably use it when circumstances arise.
Okay. Also, they're going to add a new level on the Clan Capital. It's going to be called the Goblin Mines, and there's going to be a bunch of new stuff. There's going to be a new defense, the Goblin Thrower, so it throws goblins, and the Spear Trap. And they're also, and this is something I like, they're increasing the max amount of capital gold you can store. So it's going to go up to 35,000. So that's going to be a big help for people who are using the forge. And, you know, they just end up with so much gold that, and something like for Redthorn, we're having to hop out to donate to other clans for so that we can continue to play. Because right. Our capital gold gets full. You know, with everybody being max 15. So looking forward to having something to dump gold into there. Probably the best thing they're bringing is the ability to copy base links for clan capital. So you can, you know, go out onto YouTube or wherever, or buy bases from the various base building places and use a link to copy bases onto your clan capital. So I think that's mm-hmm. going to be huge. I've had the pleasure, quote unquote, of sitting there for an hour trying to build a clan capital base, and it's not much fun. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm not super well versed in the clan capital scenario, just because it's got released since I started. But yeah, it seems like
it's a lot to take in. Sure. Yeah, and there's going to be some new troops coming. I saw that in today's sneak peek. Mega Sparky, which takes 100 spaces. Which they drew Sparky from Clash Royale. Yes, and the Super right. Miner, which leaves an exploding bomb when destroyed, and that's 25 spaces. And a new spell, Infinite Haste, and that takes 3 spaces. So it should be interesting to see what kind of new attacks come out of that. Sparky looks pretty OP. So, Rusty, if you could ask Supercell for one or two things for the main village, what would it be?
To delete Builder Base.
Besides that, my
love for Builder Base has not changed.
Yeah, we know you love it.
I would, let's see. That's a good one. I don't know what I think they've done pretty good. I want a back button for when you're farming to go. You can, even if you can pay gems or something, you know, like 50 gems. You know, sometimes you're farming, you just hit next, and then you're like, oh, damn, I wanted to get that base, but then they're gone. It's gone. That's
right.
That's what I want. I want a back button.
That's interesting. I'm still looking for the ability to edit clan mails.
So that your typos.
Oh, my typos. I'm terrible. And then you hit send and then you look and you go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What did I say there? And it's gibberish, right? And because you're typing so fast on your device. And
yeah, and of course, autocorrect doesn't work in the clan mail. Like
no, chat. Or so, copy and paste. Like, you know, if you could like type it out in Discord and then
That would be so nice. That would definitely be nice. I don't send out clan mail, nor do I read them. But that would be nice.
Yeah. Do you have any hobbies outside of Clash?
So I'm big into craft breweries. That's a big thing for me these days. I just actually went to a really big brewery festival that was actually quite local to where I live. I went there yesterday. There was like 35 different breweries there, and like a whole bunch of food trucks, live music stuff. Some of the local sports teams had like booths set up and some things going on, lots of giveaways. It was a good time. It's a good time. And then other than that, I like to play slow pitch softball. I grew up my whole life playing competitive baseball, but you know, I'm old now and my body's given out, so I just play slow pitch.
Yeah, you're ancient.
But yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Awesome. That keeps me busy other than those freeloaders that I call children. Other than that, those are my three hobbies, basically.
Nice. Okay, let's jump into a top five. We're going to do top five Halloween movies.
Okay.
What's your number five?
My number five. Oh, so we're not starting with number one, hey? Okay.
No, we're going to count it down.
Oh, geez. Number five. I guess just probably Halloween, I guess. I don't know. I'm not, I'm not huge on the Halloween movies. I like them. But yeah, but they're good. So just maybe all the Halloween movies.
Okay. My number five is The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's your number four?
I was thinking, so I don't know necessarily what counts. So I'm just going to say things. You're going to have to basically count them.
You're the guest. I'll count anything you say.
Ernest, Scared Stupid.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
It was something.
It was worth a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
So, my number four is Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a classic. What's your number three?
Okay. So when I was like, because I knew that you were going to ask the question, obviously. So, and I was like, so I looked up to see like Halloween. I looked up Halloween movies just to remind me of ones that I'd seen, just whatever, you know, because it's hard to think of it off the top of your head. I don't know if this counts, but it was listed under all the Halloween movies. I picked like Beetlejuice.
Ah, perfect.
So that's a great movie. I don't know. Does that count?
Of course it counts. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Because it was going to have to count.
My number three is Hocus Pocus. It's a really terrible movie, but it's pretty funny. So.
Oh, it's okay. Stay tuned for more on that one. Don't worry.
What's your number two?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh, that's a good one. My number two happens to be Beetlejuice.
Oh, there you go. See, so no wonder you counted it.
That's right. Yeah, what's your number one?
Hocus Pocus.
Yay!
Yeah, of course.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's a cult movie, but it's, I mean, whatever. I watched some movies that. I watched Hocus Pocus 2 the second they released it, so.
Oh, yeah. My number one is Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I wish I had thought of that one.
Yeah, there's actually, you know, if you look at the list, there's so many good ones to choose from. It's really hard to narrow it down to five.
There is a lot, yeah.
And I don't like really scary.
You left me off with five. I was like listing like the Halloween movies as like number five. I was like,
yeah,
I feel like they deserve to be higher, but there's like so many good ones. And
yeah,
then I picked Ernest, so like you know, whatever.
It's a classic. Okay, let's jump into some shout outs.
Okay.
Are you gonna shout out? Am I going
first on this?
You are always first.
Okay. So my first shout out, of course, is you. You're the best. And
thank you.
You've actually been super helpful to me trying to figure out what the heck's going on while I've started playing again. And then I'll just do some shout outs of some longtime friends and clashers. I'll shout out Shark and OU and Star, of course, all of, you know, my KGH buddies. And then, of course, I got a shout out to Queen JJB as well, just because she's been, you know, texting me and stuff throughout my hiatus, like not on Discord because I deleted Discord because I didn't have it and stuff. But she's been like actually texting me, and whenever people want to get a hold of me, she'll be like, "Oh, hey, you know, whatever, so and so wants to talk to you and stuff." So then I go check it out or things like that, and she's been checking in on me and seeing how things are going too and stuff, so definitely shout out to her as well.
Awesome. All right, my shout outs obviously to you, Rusty. So glad you're back playing Clash, and thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah,
super happy to have
you. Out of the bag now, everybody knows.
Everybody's gonna know after this show. Also want to shout out a few people. I want to shout out again Master Brew. It's his 50th birthday today, apparently. So happy birthday to him.
Oh, darn it. And I missed that one. Happy birthday, Master Brew.
Yay.
Here's this one's for you, buddy.
And I'm going to shout out Magnus. His birthday's coming this week. And this is the birthday shout out show. And also to Ace's wife, Susie. She's got a birthday this month as well. So two of the nicest people, Magnus and Susie, that I know. And that's all I got for shout outs. So,
awesome.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. The CFF is a family of clans who love to play various games, such as Clash of Clans and Clash Royale. You can send questions or comments to us on Twitter at RedThornCOC. To get more information on our clans, events, and podcasts, join the CFF Discord at discord.gg/clashfiles.